It would be nice to sit up, to more consciously experience what lies ahead for you, unless this meditation is for deep sleep rejuvenation. In either case, you may more fully prepare your body while I am talking with you by simply stretching and over-breathing a few times as deeply as possible. If you happen to yawn, that is excellent, for you are awakening your dormant neurology for the deeper connection still. Please listen carefully to what I'm about to say. For those of you new to this, meditation is easy. Unlike the thoughts associated with Eastern methodologies, it is simple, deeply satisfying, and rejuvenating to your body, mind, and spirit. It can enhance your prayer state and be a gateway to your joy. Some form of meditation should be a part of your regimen, if only 10 minutes a day, during this, our time of greatest change, so that you can temporarily disconnect from the concerns of the ordinary world. These short breaks can greatly empower you by totally eliminating stress from your body consciously, bringing you closer to the spirit that is life, that which animates your heart and mind. The meditations I have to share with you all honor your religious upbringing, whatever path you walk, as long as that path respects others. If we are in agreement, then you may now choose to proceed by taking another deep breath, which can give you a clearer, centered focus to just relax, settle down. And one of the ways you can more deeply relax is to preoccupy your conscious mind with certain pleasant thoughts and suggestions I will offer you while you and I work directly with the deeper focus and relaxation of your unconscious mind by simply taking you places within your mind while you relax. That's right. And enjoy the little journey. Just this simple. Are you ready? Good. Notice already the level of relaxation that you have achieved. And now watch and listen. There is a current coming your way. You will hear it before you feel it. And just allow it to begin to support your thoughts comfortably. Now, the power of this notion is in realizing that this current seems to have a direction and would like to take you somewhere, ever so gently. Now, going with the flow. Noticing how good it feels. And now allow that current, along with the current of your imagination, to lift you gently up into the air, soft, cloud-like, serene, tranquil, supportive, reassuring you, way up in the air. Notice how good it feels. The simple notion, I mean. Just being above it all. leaving the concerns of your ordinary little world behind you for a while. Allow the current to carry you to the next deeper level, high in the clouds, to experience something different ahead. Down below you, in a beautiful valley, the first canyon of your mind. To get there from here, just lighten up into this slipstream of sparkling energy. And shimmer on down, deep into the canyon, all the way down deep. That's right, a sacred valley. Down into this place of serenity. Within you. Now here, in the garden, the quiet place of your deeper knowing, you can once again begin to nurture your deeper thoughts and connections. Here, near the wellspring of life, notice just how beautiful and serene it is. Here, in your garden, where you can quietly allow the important thoughts of your life to more easily come together and begin to sort themselves out. Anytime you take a little time and come here to your very own sacred ground within. Each time you may wish to explore your sacred garden a little deeper, feel how safe it is here. Near the wellspring of life, Punalu'u, as we say in Hawaii, to immerse oneself in the waters of life, in the total serenity of your own beautiful sacred space, the sacred ground of you. Always just a thought away. Each time you come here more easily to rejuvenate your body, mind, and spirit. And may I suggest to the deeper regions of your understanding that you may begin to remember old friends from a long time ago, your little helpmates those unseen forces at work in your consciousness, waiting to help you sort things out, with other possibilities and resources you may not have been aware of. In Hawaii, we call these little helpers your akua, or anela, your angels. In a distant memory, you may remember them as a child. They were your little invisible playmates when there was no one else around. Remember? You talked with them constantly, not realizing that you were making an age-old connection. Now, your birthright. For you are never alone, and this notion alone will give you a deep sense of relief now that you consider surrendering your concerns by simply calling on those higher forces for help. Anytime you are in the quiet place of your deeper knowing, now, your garden of serenity.